Beautiful Saturday morning once again, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. It's me once again, Reverend Dr. Ike, and today promises to be a very good day. We are going to have a very good program. I have my friends here in the studio, they will introduce themselves, and then we have an interesting topic for you. So call your friends to join in, tune into Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Very interesting program, that a very interesting topic that as a young person you need to know about, all right? So tell your friends that it's time for Generation 419. Reverend Ike is here, and then everybody is gathering. We are going to have a fantastic time. Ladies, welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Oh, speaking to the microphone, welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Okay, so you mention your name. Mention your name and let's see.
My name is Alison. My name is Alison Boache. I'm 11 years old, and my church is Kodesh Family Church.
Alison, 11 years old.
Yes, please.
What class are you in?
I'm in class 6.
Class 6. Beautiful. All right, my next guest.
My name is Hadassah, and I'm also 11 years old, and I also come from Kodesh Family Church.
Okay, so I have Alison and I have Hadassah. What is the meaning of Hadassah? Hadassah, what is the meaning of Hadassah?
Esther.
Okay. Esther's name was Hadassah. All right, that's correct. Okay, so you are from Kodesh Family Church.
Yes, please.
QFC.
Yes, please.
Okay, so QFC is one of the denominations in the UD.
Yes,
United
please.
Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches.
Yes, please.
All right. So today, you are both 11 years.
Yes, please.
When did you turn 11, Hadassah?
I turned 11 on June 10th.
June 10th? Oh, I thought maybe somewhere August. Like I'll cut cake for you today. Alice, when did you turn 11?
Last year, November 15th.
Last year. So then this November, you'll be 12.
Yes, please.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. All right, so, okay, so our topic today is quiet time.
Yes, please.
Because I've noticed that a lot of young people do not have their quiet time, true of us.
True.
A lot of young people. And I think that most young people feel that it's not important to have quiet time. Is that the case?
Yes.
Why do they think it's not important to have quiet time?
They think that like the quiet time, just like reading like a Bible, it's not really that important, because like every Sunday you go to church and read your Bible. So like they think.
So if I get you, a lot of young people don't have their quiet time because they think on Sunday they'll go to church.
Yes.
When they go to church, they hear preaching.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so there is no need to have their quiet time.
Yes, please.
I see. Hadassah, is there any other reason young people don't have their quiet time?
Young people don't have their quiet time maybe because they think it's not important.
That's deep. Because they think it is not important. Wow. I see. So, do you have your quiet time?
Yes.
Hadassah, do you have your quiet time?
Yes, please.
You do. Seriously. When did you start having your quiet time? At what age? You are 11 now. At what age did you start having your quiet time?
I think I started having it around, let's say, 9.
Around 9.
Or 8.
Oh, okay. Alice, when did you start having your quiet time?
9.
Around 9.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, today we are coming to talk about quiet time. I believe you had your quiet time today.
Yes, please.
So, do you want to share your quiet time with us? I want young people to know that even though you are a young person, you can still have your quiet time. Yes. Do you understand?
Yes, all
right.
Please.
So, Alison, tell us, where did you take your scripture from today? Or I should start with Hadassah.
Yes, please.
Let me start with Hadassah. Hada?
Okay.
You had your quiet time today?
Yes, please.
Okay, so tell us.
My quiet time was taken from Leviticus.
Leviticus.
19:14.
Oh, Leviticus. All right. Where is Leviticus in my Bible? Leviticus chapter
19:14.
Let's open to that place. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 14. Should I read it or you will read?
You can read.
I can read it, okay. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but thou shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. What did you learn from this?
I learned that, okay, this was actually taken from a camp we went to recently.
Okay.
On the holiness codes, some of the commandments of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And I learned that you should not curse the deaf people when they can't hear. They should curse them just because they can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned that you shouldn't put a rock that can make you fall in front of the blind because they are just being wicked and rude.
So if we want to apply this thing to our normal life, what does it mean? If we want to bring this thing to our normal life, you should not put a rock before a blind person, knowing that the person cannot see. And then also, you should not curse a deaf person, knowing the person cannot hear. When we bring this to, let's say, classroom or with our siblings, what does it mean?
It means that you are obeying Jesus Christ.
We should obey the words of Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. So if you are listening to us, this is Generation 419, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. I am with my friends from the QFC, Kodesh Family Church, Ghana. Your church is Ghana? Ghana is added.
Yes.
Why do we say Ghana? Do you have another QFC? Or because QFC is in Ghana? QFC, Ghana. You know, there's what?
It's a QFC in America.
There's QFC in America. Okay. So this is QFC Ghana. All right, Alison, tell us your quiet time. Where did you take your scripture from?
My quiet time was taken from Colossians. My quiet time was taken from Colossians 3.
Colossians chapter 3.
Yes.
And verse
8.
And verse 8. So like I did for Hada, I'll read for you also. Colossians 3 verse 8.
It says 9.
8 to 9. 8 to 9, okay. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy conversation out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. What does it mean?
So, like, when you tell a lie,
So it starts by saying that, okay, this verse 9 says that lie not to one another. So what did you learn from this?
Like, when you lie to like one another, like when you
tell a lie.
Yes, when you tell a lie, it's like, okay, it's like an old man who, how do I say this? Like, so you see when old men, like, they're trying to fight, let's say somebody is blind, like, okay, they're trying to fight me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you think that the person beside you is like, how do I say this? So when you tell a lie, you're trying to deceive the other person.
Yes, that's what it means. When you tell a lie, you want to deceive the other person. And it says that seeing that he have put off the old man with his deeds. So the old man is who you were before you gave your life to Christ.
Yes, please.
You understand? And then when you give your life to Christ, you become a new man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Do you understand? So now you become a new man. So he's saying that if you have put off the old man, okay, one of the things you shouldn't do is to lie to somebody. So telling lies goes with the devil. So we are encouraged not to tell lies, but to tell the truth.
Yes,
that's what it means. So if you're a young person listening to us, you can also text your quiet time to us on 0279-100-600, 0279-100-600. This is Generation 419, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Adasa, you want to add something? All right, so today, quickly, we are talking about quiet time. Quiet time, all right? That's our main topic. For a while, we'll be on this subject because we want to campaign for every young person to have a quiet time. If you're a young person, it is very important to have a regular quiet time. Insist on your daily quiet time, all right? Hada, what is quiet time? As we are saying quiet time, maybe somebody will think that quiet time is a type of car or quiet time is a title of a book, or I think it's a title of the book. Yes, it's a title of the book. But what actually is quiet time?
Okay, well, quiet time is spending time with God.
Spending time with God.
On a regular basis.
On regular basis. Alison, do you have anything to add? Quiet time.
Quiet time is a way that you can help to, like, grow your spirit. Because whenever you have that, like, I believe whenever you have a quiet time, it's like food for your spirit.
Wow.
As it is for, like, a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, food gives a human being nutrients.
Yeah, you get nutrients.
Yes, and also...
What are the nutrients you learned at school? like you learn proteins.
Yes.
Proteins, carbohydrates,
and
fat and oil.
Yes, please.
Then the vitamins.
Yes, please.
Minerals. Yes, please. Is water part of the nutrients?
I think so.
You think so? Okay. So anytime you have quiet time, you are receiving nourishment for your soul.
Yes, please.
Okay. So now let's still be on the first thing the definition for quiet time. We say quiet time is the time you spend with God. And I will add the word alone. The time you spend with God alone. Do you understand? You as an individual, okay? So when you go to school and you pray at school, it's not quiet time. The time you spend with God alone. When we say alone, what does it mean?
Like, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there, only you. Okay? Alison, do you have morning devotion at home? Does daddy organize morning devotion? Mommy organize morning devotion?
We used to, but like, we do it in a car.
Okay. Dad, do you do morning devotion like as a family?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, so morning devotion is not the same as quiet time. Okay, because during morning devotion, your siblings are there. Your parents are also there. So that doesn't make it quiet time. Quiet time is your personal time you spend with God alone. And I think that's what makes it very difficult for young people to have quiet time. Because you alone, you have taken your Bible, you are praying alone. You see how when you are alone it is? It's not pleasant. You always want people around you. Yes, yes. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. So when you have such time, there are people around you, okay? But when it is alone, it's quite difficult. So quiet time is the time, young people, I think you should be writing, it is the time that you spend alone with God. Okay? The time you spend alone with God. Now, why must we have quiet time? Why should you spend time alone with God? Hada?
You should spend time alone with God so that, let's say when you're reading the Bible, you know something.
So, excuse me. At this time, we are talking about the importance of having a quiet time. Okay, so that's, I'm asking why must a young person wake up? Instead of looking for watching, he's looking for his Bible to have quiet time. Why should a young person do that?
Well, a young person should do that, first of all, because you never know, because God always orders your steps. And so when a young person does his or her quiet time, she or he might not know, but he might or she might preach to someone that day. And that person might use the quiet time to help them.
Wow. There's a scripture. You use the word, the person's steps are ordered. There's a scripture in Psalm 37. I just found it. Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37. Let's open to that place. Psalm 37, verse 23. If you are there, read for us. Psalm 37, verse 23. 7.
Okay.
It says what?
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
And he delighted in his way.
So, Hada, you are telling us that when we have our quiet time as young people, God will order our steps. Is that not what you are saying? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Alison, any other reason why we must have our quiet time as young people?
The quiet time helps to, like, as I said before, grow your spiritual man.
Okay.
Because, like, in order to go to heaven, you must, well, be like a fully fledged Christian.
Okay.
And your quiet time helps you to stay, like, on that path.
Okay, so if I understand you, before you end up in heaven, okay, maybe before I come to your house, I have to have a relationship with your daddy. before I'll be allowed into your home.
Yes, please.
Do you understand? Yes. I can't bring my things today and I said I'm coming to visit you and that I'll be spending 2 weeks.
Yes.
Nobody will allow you. But if you have a good relationship with daddy, daddy can say, okay, allow him to come in. So it's the same thing. Anytime you have your quiet time, you have a good relationship with God, and that connects you to heaven. Is that what you are describing?
Yes, please.
Tell us more.
So, like, in the Bible, God said that if you are shy of him, mm-hmm. he'll be shy of you when you come to heaven.
Okay.
So, like, I think the quiet time, like, it means that you are not shy of Jesus. Like, you want to be close to Jesus.
Mm.
So, like, you're having the quiet time to be... to like because it's just like when you come to heaven, he won't be shy of you before his father.
Wow. Do you mean? Wow. So quiet time actually draws you close to God. There is a scripture in James 4 verse 8. What you are talking about, I think there's a scripture to buttress in James chapter 4 verse 8. James chapter 4 verse 8. All right. So read James chapter 4 verse 8 for us. James chapter 4, verse 8. Who is in James? James 4. Hada, have you found James 4? Okay, so read James 4 for us.
James 4, verse 8 says, okay. mm-hmm. Draw nigh to God.
Draw nigh to God.
And he will draw nigh to you.
And he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. What does it mean? It's a simple grammar. What does it mean?
Well, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you is like when you're coming close to
this
God.
This is simple English, so explain to me. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Which of the words don't you understand? You understand. So what does it mean?
It means when you come closer to God.
When you come closer to God.
God also comes closer to you.
God gets closer to you. I think I have to clap for you. Let's clap for Ada. When you get closer to God, God gets closer to you. So, one way to get closer to God is having a regular quiet time. When you attempt to get closer to God, God will also get closer to you. I think it's simple.
Yes.
It's simple. Very simple. How will you get closer to your parents? What are some of the things you do to get closer to your parents?
By honoring them.
Alison wants to say something, yes.
I get closer to my parents by talking to them.
Constant communication.
Yes, please.
You understand? Anytime you constantly talk to somebody, you get close. You have friends at school and even at church.
Yes, please.
You have classmates, but not everyone is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are your friend, what do you do differently?
Normally at lunchtime, we gather around and
you
eat
at lunchtime, you are together. You eat together. What else do you do together?
And we play games together.
Mm-hmm. So you always have time with them. Okay, you draw closer to them, and then they also draw close to you. That's how come you know each other well. So during your quiet time, it's the same thing. Anytime you read the Bible is the word of God. Is that not correct?
Yes, please.
Yes, so if you want to know God, you read his word. Okay? That's why we call it a testament. Old Testament, New Testament. All right? That is God's words, the words of Jesus, the word of God. We call the Bible the word of God. Right? So these are the things that God has written. Okay? And so the more you read about the word of God, or the more you read the word of God, the more you get closer to God. Do you want to get closer to God?
Yes, please.
Are you sure?
Yes, please.
I see. Why do you want to get closer to God?
When you get closer to God, it has like many, many, many benefits.
Advantage, benefit, yeah.
Yes. It's like, let's say, you see.
Use the mic. We can't hear you well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When Peter, when Paul gave his life to Christ,
okay.
He, like, earlier on, he was able to, like, get, like, a Roman citizen, like, before he gave his life to Christ, he was able to get, like, a Roman citizenship,
okay.
Sorry. And, like, God used that to get him out of trouble, because if God hadn't purposed for that to happen, he would have been dead.
Wow.
Before he started.
So, one of our friends just joined us, all right? Gentlemen, you're welcome.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, so tell us your name and where you are coming from.
Please, my name is.
Your name is.
Please, my name is Isaiah. I come from Kotobabi.
Isaiah from
Kotobabi.
Kotobabi. All right. How old are you?
Please, I'm 10 years old.
You are 10 years old. So this is Alison, and this is Hadassah. Are they your classmates or your churchmates?
Yeah, churchmates.
Churchmates. You are all in the same church.
Yes, please.
What church do you, so Alison, what church do you attend?
The Kodesh.
Your church is Kodesh.
Yes.
Okay. So you are welcome. We've been talking about quiet time. Mm-hmm. Quiet time. What is quiet time?
Quiet time is
speak loudly. Okay. We can't hear you at all.
Quiet time is a time.
Is that how you speak all the time?
No.
He's this calm. He doesn't. Hada says you are not calm like that.
At times.
So when the spirit comes on him, then he becomes calm. So now you're in the spirit. Your name again?
Isaiah.
Isaiah, I don't like the way you're talking. Speak so that our listeners can hear you.
Okay. Quiet time is a time where you communicate with God. God reveals things to you. And
this one, you're sending us into the prophetical. Like God reveals things to you. So has God revealed things to you during your quiet time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so before you came, Hada and Alison were telling me about their quiet time. They had their quiet time. Did you have your quiet time today?
Yes.
From where?
From
read.
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Chapter.
Brother Danny. Daniel chapter.
1 verse.
Daniel chapter 1.
Verse 17 to.
Daniel chapter 1 verse 17.
To 20.
Okay, so let's read. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to 20. Hey, long passage like this. Okay, so Daniel 1, 17 to 20. Who is reading? Who is reading? Alison, are you there? Daniel chapter 1, the first chapter of Daniel. Daniel 1. So this is Daniel 11. Mm-hmm. So Daniel 1.
Daniel 1 and then.
Okay, verse 17 to where?
20.
This
is New King James.
This new, also, it's okay.
As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of Enoch brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel. Hananiah, Mishael, and
Azariah,
thank you. Therefore, they served before the king. And
verse 20, that's the last verse.
Yes,
okay.
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were all in his realm.
All right, beautiful. Isaiah, what did you learn from this long passage?
Okay.
Preach.
I learned that. Daniel, like, he had a certain kind of skill whereby his friends didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And his skill was, like, interpreting dreams and visions that people have.
Okay.
And explain what, like, it will do for them or whether it will help them or not.
Okay.
Or the things that they are supposed to do to prevent the dream when it's bad.
I want you to speak loudly. People cannot hear you at all. Speak into the microphone.
Okay. So, I pray that...
You just explained the scripture. What did you learn from this verse?
I learned that, Daniel and his friends...
Okay.
When they came from another city into the town, the king gave them some books and some things to read.
Why are you looking at my face? You are saying what you are saying. You are looking at my face. Uh-huh.
Like, I've forgotten about
that. Hey, you have forgotten already?
Some part of it.
This is a quiet time you had today.
Yes.
Okay. So why you shouldn't forget to this morning.
So, like, when they read it, they don't understand. So, Daniel told them that they should ask for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. It will help them, like, to read the book that they are reading.
So that I think you should go back and have your quiet time again on this particular subject. Okay.
Yes.
And if you say we'll go into that. And then the other question we asked was, why do many young people don't have their quiet time? Why don't people?
Because they feel like they are busy. Hey. They feel too busy.
You people, do you pay bills? Hey, what bills do you people pay? You are busy.
You don't pay.
You don't pay. Alice, do you pay bills? Are you sure? You don't pay any bills. So then why busy doing what?
People say that when they wake up, then like they're about to have their quiet time.
Uh-huh.
Then their mom will just...
The parents will be calling them.
Yes.
I say, wake up. Can you sweep the compound? Is that what... Yes. Ada wants to speak.
That's something to add.
Yes.
And also, most people feel like when they wake up, then they're in a hurry to play games. They're in a hurry to watch movies. And
you people play game in the morning. Is that so? They are in a hurry to play games.
Yes. Because most of the time, last night, maybe their parents went to sleep early. Maybe because the next day they have to do something.
Okay.
So they wake up around dawn to have break come and play games before their parents come and tell them to do this and do that.
So on a normal day, if you have to go to school, Alice, you want to talk? If you have to go to school on a normal day, do you play games before you go to school?
No, please.
You don't do that. Alice, say something. Yes.
Some people think that their school work is more important than like Christianity or stuff.
That's what some young people think. The school work is more important than the things of God.
Yes, please.
Wow.
It's like we have been advised several times in church to wake up early if we're going to school to have our quiet times. But some people be like, we have school and we need to learn. What if we have exam? What if we have tests and all those kind of stuff? And they'll not be able to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll not be able to have their quiet time. Okay. And they just go to school like that, thinking that everything's going to be okay.
All right. Okay. So we were on why we must have quiet time, and Isaiah came in. All right. So Ada, any other reason we must have our quiet time?
We must also have our quiet...
The first one, we said that... we spoke about the fact that quiet time draws you close to God.
Yes,
and we talk about James chapter 4, verse 8. Okay, then we also mentioned that quiet time... During your quiet time, you have a good relationship with God. All right. And I think having a good relationship with God is the most important relationship of all time. Do you understand?
Yes.
If God knows you, okay, imagine an important person knowing you. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if let's say the president knows you.
Personally.
Personally. Your life will be different. You don't understand what I'm trying to say.
I understand.
If the president of Ghana, okay, this is Ghana, the president of Ghana knows you. You can see that your life is different, or you don't agree with me?
I agree.
And so, this is the president of Ghana. But this, we are talking about God. Who is greater than God? No one is greater than God. And God knows you. It's a whole privilege. Okay? So, by having quiet time, you get to know God. And God also knows you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, sometimes people don't respond to people like great men. They don't respond to people because sometimes they don't know them. Okay. But I'm sure that most great people also have friends. Okay. They have friends. How did they have such friends? Because they developed those relationships over time. All right. So if you want God to know you, okay. And you see, one advantage of having friends, a good friend, is that when you are in trouble, your friend comes to your rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And as human beings, one day you'll be in trouble and you have to call on God. So one of the reasons our prayers don't get answers is because God don't know you. As you are calling, God says, this person, I don't have a relationship with you. Okay, and so I don't know you. All right. Now, the other thing also I want us to discuss is that when you have your quiet time, all right, you increase your knowledge of the scriptures. Is that true?
Yes.
Why is it true?
It's because when you have your quiet time, okay, for me, most of the time, the Holy Spirit tells me to memorize a verse.
Okay. Oh, you try to memorize verses during your quiet time?
Quiet time, okay. Yes. And what was the question again?
I'm saying that during our quiet time, okay, we increase our knowledge of the scriptures. Okay, so the scriptures, you know, the more quiet time you have, the more scriptures you come across. Okay, because almost all the time, we use different scriptures for our quiet times. Yes. As young people all the time. Okay. So I asked whether you agree and you say you do. And I said you explain.
Okay. So when you
have your quiet time, regular consistent quiet time. Yes.
And you memorize more scriptures. At least one out of four scriptures, one maybe a salvation scripture.
Okay.
Which can help you to preach to unbelievers maybe on the street or in your school or in church or anywhere.
Wow. So you are saying that if you have scriptures, it will help you to preach to unbelievers. Salvation scriptures, they help you to preach to unbelievers. Why should we have scriptures, or why must we know scriptures as children, or as young people? Why is it important to know scriptures?
So that, like, in maybe like right now, if you should go to heaven or something, and God maybe calls you and say, maybe say one scripture. Or
hey, God will call you and tells you to go. And if you can't go to school, go back to hell.
Yes. And it also helps us by, like, so we can pray to people.
You can help it to help you to pray to people. Okay.
If you know scriptures like that, and maybe sometimes the Holy Spirit will like just reveal the scripture, but not the exact, like maybe First Corinthians. Maybe he will reveal the, like, what it says in the First Corinthians.
Nice. So that, listen, why must we know scriptures as young people? Why is it important?
So, like,
as you know types of soil, why should you know scriptures?
When you like learn the scriptures in like a young age, it will stick in your head.
It will stick and stay with you. That's true.
Yes, and like when you grow up, it's very...
When you grow up, it's difficult to memorize scriptures.
Yes.
Because now, your parents, as they are old now, they are listening to us, okay? Most of your parents who know scriptures, they learned it when they were younger.
Yes, please.
By now, they are thinking of increment in electricity. They are thinking about water bills. They are thinking about your school fees. Do you understand? So
yes, they
don't have time to be memorizing script. Even when they memorize, it won't go. No. Even you see sometimes your parents, they forget your names. Especially when you are three or four, they use somebody's name to call you in the house. That tells you that when they start memorizing scriptures, then it will know. But you, like I said, you don't pay bills. Okay, so this is the time for you to learn a lot of scriptures. Hada, you want to add something?
Yes.
Why we must know scriptures?
It has come to say we must know scriptures so that... Just as Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, Jesus used scriptures to overcome the temptations.
Yeah.
And most of the time, when the devil speaks to us through our minds, we can use scriptures to say, if the devil is trying to tell you that you should be afraid of this, you can use, "For God hath not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's what I mostly, because he likes speaking to me. It's kind of really annoying and I don't like it.
I see. So, Hada, if I get you, those of you who didn't listen to what Hada is saying, she's saying that when the devil came to tempt Jesus, all right, it was scripture Jesus used to combat it, all right. A point is coming in your life that you'll be tempted, all right. Every human being, you'll be tempted one day, okay. Now, your ability to withstand the temptation depends on how many scriptures you know, okay. So, your knowledge of the scriptures is very important. So imagine you are having a consistent quiet time for a whole year. How many days are in the year?
365
days, or 366, depending on whether it's a leap year or not. So you are going to come across 365 scriptures in a year. Is that not amazing?
Yes.
Yes. One of these scriptures will help you one day in times of temptation. And even sometimes when you grow up, so we tell ourselves that during temptation or when a thought occurs to you, you ask yourself that, which scripture is this? All right. Your friends say there's going to be a pool party in the night. You ask yourself that, which scripture is this? Do you understand? If you cannot get a scripture to read, then you don't go. Okay. Your friends have said something, you are confused. You ask yourself, which part of the scripture endorses this thing that I'm going to do? If you can't find the scripture to it, then you cannot do it. Okay. So your knowledge of the scriptures is very, very, very important. Okay. Your knowledge of the scriptures is very... Alice, you need to ask something?
No.
Okay. So there's a scripture I'm looking for. 2 Timothy. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. It says that, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. And that from a child. Do you understand? Thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. So the other thing scriptures do is that they make you wise. Okay, the more scriptures you know, okay, the more knowledgeable you become. You become wise. People will be wondering, like when you speak, they'll be, hey, who is this? And that was what happened to Jesus. When at the age of 12, he went to the temple, he started speaking with the doctors and the scribes and all those people. And they were amazed at the things he was saying. Okay. So, and that from a child. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Which is true faith, which is in Christ Jesus. But what I want you to understand is that when you have a lot of scriptures, number one, we are saying that it will help you to preach to other people. Okay? Yeah, because you can't preach successfully without quoting any verse. Then it's not preaching. You know, there must be a scripture that you can quote. And a lot of young people, aside John 3:16, they can't quote anything again. I'll be asking people to quote some scriptures for me. Can you quote chapters? You can quote one chapter.
Like a general chapter.
So. Like what? Which of the chapters?
Psalm 23.
Yes, the type of chapter that you can quote. Okay. What other scripture can you quote? Do you know this scripture in John?
I know John 3:1-7.
John 3:1-7. Fire. John 3:1-7. All right.
John 3:1-7.
Take your time and let's go.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Who else has a long scripture to tell us? Isaiah, do you have any long scripture? Not yet. Alison, you have a long scripture. Which one?
Revelation 21:8.
Revelation 21:8. What does it say?
But the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sorcerers, whoremongers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
All liars. This scripture says that all liars will go to hell.
Yes, please.
So those of you who tell lies small, so this one, there's not a serious lie.
A white lie.
White lie, you'll be in hell. Those who tell white lie, they grow up soon to become colorblind. Yes, tell us about the scripture.
John 1, 1-6.
John 1:1-6. Fire.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning of God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. Mm. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shining in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And the light... There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to witness to... The same came to a witness, to bear witness of that light that all men through might be saved.
Mm.
It's not...
Are you ending there?
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Our listeners should take it like that. It's okay. All right. So beautiful. I put your hands together for yourselves. Put your hands together for yourselves. Charlie, you have tried. I mean, so these are young people, 10 years, 11 years, and they are quoting scriptures. If you are home, okay, you are home listening to us, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is your favorite students program on radio, Generation 419. Here, we learn the word of God and also we have fun. And I think it's important to learn the scriptures. I think that we cannot water this, that we cannot lower the standard for you guys as children, okay? You have to learn the scriptures. They will help you, okay? In times of temptation, as you are growing up, look, in your decisions and things, the scriptures are what will guide you. And Bible says in 2 Timothy that this is what will make you wise, okay? Everybody wants to be wise. Nobody wants to be daft. So it is the scriptures that will actually come. Okay, accumulation of the scriptures. They are the things that will help us. And how do we get the scriptures? We get them by having consistent quiet time. Because let's do a little mathematics here. We said how many days are in the year?
365 days.
Okay, so 365 days. Every day you are having your quiet time. It means you come across how many scriptures?
365.
Okay. Scriptures. Compared to somebody who says that I will not have quiet time, but I will go to church on Sundays. How many weeks are in the year? 52. There are 52 weeks in the year. So even when you go to church and your pastor quotes a scripture every week, you come across 52 scriptures in the year. Do you understand? So when you put the two together, you will see that it's 365, okay, minus 52. That's giving us 313, okay? So that difference, 313 difference, okay? So it's very important. Then also, if you have your quiet time, and then you also, how do you call it? You have your quiet time, and then you also go to church every Sunday, okay? You see that when you add your 52 to your 365, you get 417. So have your quiet time, and also go to church, and you see that you develop develop as a child, your knowledge of the scriptures will increase because you are having a quiet time. All right. So we are insisting that as young people, we must have our quiet time. All right. Let's take our last point, and then we will go. He said, during your quiet time, you experience the presence of God. Let's talk about this. During your quiet time, you experience the presence of God. Isaiah, what does it mean? During your quiet time, you experience the presence of God. What is the presence of God?
The presence of God is like the atmosphere where God is.
Mm-hmm. Have you had your quiet time where you felt God's presence before?
Yes.
Can you remember what happened?
I was reading a certain scripture and then like, God touched my heart.
Wow.
And then, like, I just began to see things around that, like, I've not seen before.
My God. Things like what? Like visions.
Yes.
God took you to heaven.
Yes, please. He has taken me before.
God has taken you to heaven before? Yes. During your quiet time?
Not really.
But?
When I was sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I had my Bible by my side before I slept.
Okay.
So, like, I was reading it because it was late.
Okay.
I couldn't do anything.
So, you actually read your Bible and you slept off?
Yes.
And you saw that you were somewhere else?
Yes.
Wow. I invite you today, you tell us more about your revelation of heaven. Hada, tell us, during your quiet time, you experienced the presence of God. What does it mean?
It means during a quiet time, you get this feeling that you don't feel all the time. Most of the time, the Holy Spirit comes and God's presence is all around you. And then you start to see things. You start to, like, your mood has been changed.
Wow.
All of a sudden.
Have you experienced that before personally?
Yes.
I mean, having your quiet time where... What happened? Tell us.
Okay, I was having my quiet time and I was praying that time. And I thought I would just pray for like a few minutes and I'll end. But then I ended up praying for a very long time.
Wow.
And it was like a very spirit-filled presence. Wow. I really enjoyed it.
Charlie, those of you who don't have your quiet time, I feel they are missing something. And you, like, you wake up, your main aim is to look for the remaining jollof. And it's like, you are fighting with your brother over remote. It's like, you want to, Charlie, no, you see, quiet time, man. Like you guys are explaining, those of you listening to us, it's a real encounter. Okay. You see that, look, you have a certain joy for the day. You are at peace within you. Because you read your Bible, you had communication with God. Listen, tell us during your quiet time, you experienced God's presence. What does it mean? And share your experience with us.
Okay, so it's like God is all around you. He's telling you what to do, which scripture to go to, and like he's trying to direct you like into a certain time. It was just one time my mother was having her quiet time. When she was done, she came to talk to me. She was like, the Holy Spirit directed her to one, like,
your mother scripture. Wait, your mother had a quiet time.
Yes.
So I also feel that one reason most children don't have their quiet time is because their parents themselves don't have quiet time.
Okay.
So there's nothing you are seeing that even some children, there are no Bibles in the house. You see, there's no Bible. Is there? They've been to. There are no Bibles in the house. Do you see? You find daily graphic. You find other books. There are no Bibles. Okay, so your mom actually had a quiet time and she came talking to you. So parents, we are looking up to you. If you want us to have our quiet time, we also depend. I mean, we do the things we see you do. Is that what you do? When you see your parents do something, you automatically think it's right. So you also do. Okay, so tell us.
It's like she came and she shared it with me and my brother.
She shared her experience with you and your brother. Okay.
She was like, the Holy Spirit came and I directed it onto a certain verse and like told her something about like her behavior. So I can also be like, whenever you have a quiet time, the Holy Spirit takes as an opportunity to like teach you what you're doing wrong and try to correct it.
Child, I'm getting blessed. Our time is up, but I'm getting blessed. So when you have your quiet time, it's a whole package on its own. A lot of things. You have a lot of experiences. Okay. And you guys are young. Okay. And you have so many years ahead of you. Okay. So the more you have your quiet time, look, by the time you are turning 20 years, by the time you are getting older, you will see that you will know scriptures. You will experience God. Okay, and our ultimate, or the main thing that we should be fighting for, that we should seek to attain is to know God and to love God. Okay, you know somebody, but the person doesn't know you. That's how it is. But if you know somebody, the person doesn't know you, that is not relationship. When you know somebody, the person knows you, that is relationship. Okay, so God knows you. You also know God. Genesis chapter 3. And verse 8. Genesis 3, verse 8. Who is reading for us? Genesis 3 and verse 8. I think this will be our last scripture. Genesis 3, verse 8. Listen, are you there? Have you opened it? Okay, so read for us.
Genesis 3, 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden."
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. In the cool of the day, during your quiet time, you will hear God's voice. During your quiet time, if you are very attentive, you will hear the voice of God. And if you ask any Christian, the aim of every Christian is to hear God's voice. If you ask any serious Christian, their aim is to hear God's voice. Continue.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
So like I said, our aim is to hear the voice of God. And during your quiet time, that happens practically. Yes. So if you're a young person listening to us, it is very important to have a regular, consistent, quiet time. Insist on your, when you wake up, don't go and be fighting over remote. Don't go and, what are people fight over in the morning?
You fight over the first person to sit on the couch.
The first person to sit on the couch, what will happen?
Like there's a single armchair that's...
Well, if you are the first to sit on it...
Then you have to sit for the whole day that nobody can come and bother you.
Is that the games you guys play? When you sit on it first, so the whole day you are in charge, nobody else...
can sit on it.
So as you are sleeping, your dream is that you wake up early to come in. It's because you don't pay bills. That's why you do that. What else? What other games do you guys play? Yes. The first person to do what?
First person to use the washroom.
Will do what?
Because sometimes my siblings take a long time to use the washroom, so we fight over it. My mother.
No, but your parents send you to school together. You sit in the car together. So if you want to go late or you go early, you still wait for me. I see. So. Our final words to our friends listening to us. Okay, our friends are listening to us concerning quiet time. I'll start with you, Isaiah. You came late, so I'll start with you. Tell us, tell our listeners, our friends who are listening to us, tell them about quiet time. What should they do?
Okay. I'll tell them that if you have your quiet time, like, God will reveal things to you.
Wow.
So it is... like a warning to you that you must have your quiet time. If you don't have your quiet time, like Pastor Victor preached to us, it's like moving all the way from Accra to Kumasi without praying.
And without
a helmet.
And that's risky.
Without a helmet.
Do you understand? That's very risky. You are riding moto from Accra to Kumasi. You don't have helmet. Yes. That's risky. Allison, what's your final words to our friends who are listening to us?
I'd like to tell them that like having the quiet time is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you can't have it in the morning, you have to like find some time, like if you're on vacation, you have to find some time, like if you can have it in the afternoon or something. Or if you can't have it in the morning or the afternoon, find a time like an hour or a minute or 10 minutes or so that you just use it, you devote it to God and just be in your room, have a quiet time. So like it helps you in your spiritual life.
But I insist you have it in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. It's very important when you have your quiet time in the morning. You see, if your morning is not right, the whole day becomes bad. Okay. Even in the case of Moses in Genesis, God told Moses that be ready to come in the morning. All right, in the morning. Look, by the time you start, it's like you wake up in the house. You didn't greet daddy, you didn't greet mommy, and you went to school. Is it right?
But
you want to say something?
Like, when do you meet them in the car?
Which car? It's you for your generation that you have cars. Oh. It's your generation they put you in cars to school. When we were growing up, there was nothing like car. Sometimes you even wake up, you even find your parents, you still go. They put you in cars and they send you to school, cars bring you. It's different. It's not all the time that there used to be car. Do you understand? So it's like waking up, you have seen daddy at home, you decide to pass by. You say, like, God is there. You don't say good morning to God and you just went your way. Ada, your final words to our friends.
I actually have two. So the first one is, during church, LP Christie told us that when you don't have your quiet time, it's like, yeah, this is the Holy Spirit. It's like, Holy Spirit, bye-bye, don't follow me.
Yeah, don't follow me.
And also, when you have your quiet time, like, you maybe when Jesus comes, maybe the day you have your quiet time, Jesus comes, you feel like proud that
you be confident.
You be confident that I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, I'm going to heaven. You are very confident. Anytime you have your quiet time and you step out, you are confident. You are not. It's like somebody who has prepared well for an exams. You are confident when you have not. When you are not fully prepared for exams, your attitude is different too. Oh yes. Do you understand? So yes. Our friends listening to us, quiet time is very important. If you are living your life without having a quiet time, you wake up in the morning, you don't have your quiet time, you are doing something very bad. Something very, very bad. And we don't encourage that. When you wake up, look for your Bible, look for your devotional, and have a quiet time. On this program, for some weeks, okay, we'll be talking about quiet time, how to have a quiet time, okay? We'll talk about it. So try and have a consistent quiet time. Now, you want to do some shout-out to some people? We have just few minutes to sign up. So you have any shout-out to do? Okay, Hada?
First of all, I want to thank the Almighty God for giving me this opportunity.
This is the first time you are speaking on radio? I'll invite you again. Keep coming.
And also,
you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I also like to thank Bishop Doug Hewitt Mosa Adati
from
the KFC. And also our convener, Bishop Ni Ajeduama.
Your convener is Bishop Ni
Ajeduama.
Okay, so I want to give shout out to Bishop Ni, yes. Bishop Doug. First, you give shout out to God. God is hearing us. Who again?
I also like to thank my parents,
your parents,
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, and my siblings.
So our parents who are listening to us, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, that is coming home. Please try and do some jollof. Is jollof your favorite food?
Fufu. And goat meat and goose.
Hey, small girl, look at the things you are mentioning. Hey, you don't pay bills. Alison, yes, shout out to.
I would like to shout out to my mother and
your father
for allowing me to
tell all the people we are giving shout out to. By the time we are coming home, please, you have to set some table. It's not like I give you shout out like that.
I would also like to give shout out to my nanny for helping me prepare to come here.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother for not worrying me. And I would like to give shout out to my pastor, Pastor Victor.
Okay.
My and our teachers, Auntie Pamela and Uncle Ima.
Wow. God bless you so much. Isaiah, shout out.
Okay. I would like to thank God for.
You see that when God to shout out today, we're not kati.
I would like to thank God for what he has done for me, for helping me to come here. Mm-hmm. Because God didn't allow, I'll be somewhere playing football.
Hey. Okay, continue.
And I also like to thank my dad and my mom.
So, daddy and mommy, we are all giving shout out to. So, Charlie, before we get home, there something have to happen.
Okay. And I'd like to thank Pastor Victor and everyone in JChurch.
Wow. Blessed time here with the children from the Kodesh Family Church, QFC Ghana. And it's been exciting. We've been talking about quiet time. My name is Reverend Ike, and I've been here with them. Very interesting. This season is dedicated to quiet time. We'll be talking about quiet time. If you're a young person listening to us, quiet time is very important. It's one of the important things you do in the morning. So when you wake up, the most important thing actually you do in the morning is to have your quiet time. And so we are campaigning for every young person to have a regular, consistent quiet time. All right? Consistent time with God alone. That is what we refer to as quiet time. Once again, like I said, my name is Reverend Ike. It's been nice having you on my program, Generation 419. God willing, next week we shall meet again. Bye.